My friends, we have been told by the Democrats ever since the day after the election that magically this budget deficit appeared for Washington State, that's somewhere in the area of $12 to $16 or $17 billion. Now, they haven't really backed that up, but that's what they keep saying again and again and again. However, a new analysis says it might even be half as much. And now us at Washington Doge have found $1.5 billion in cuts. Bob Ferguson has found about $4 billion in cuts. You're almost there when you look at it, and yet the Democrats are still pushing forward with increasing taxes. Joining us now with his analysis of how much the deficit actually is Washington State Senator Chris Gilson. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure. Now, I understand your math is a little different. You're not coming in at $12 to $16 billion. You're a lot lower.
Well, that's because I'm using real math and not Olympia math. So whenever this first started, we first started hearing about this budget shortfall. It's not a deficit, by the way. It's a shortfall because we actually have about $5 billion more for this budget cycle than we had in the last. So there's no deficit. It's just an overspend. But we first started hearing about this in November timeframe. And at that point, it was around $4 billion. And then that quickly jumped to $7 or $8 billion and then 10 to 12. And now we're hearing $14 or $15 billion. The number just keeps going up. And whenever I first started hearing about this, Ari, I became very suspicious. And so I reached out to the nonpartisan budget staff here in the state Senate, the people with political blinders on, and I asked them, you know, what is the real number? Because I'm seeing such a fluctuation in the news. And they did the analysis and came back and said, in order to run the government next year in the same manner that we're running it this year, it's $6.7 billion. That's the shortfall that we've got to make up. Now, how did the Democrats get to $12 billion or more? You can think they're pretty easy. So you take the 6.7, that's the maintenance level budget or shortfall, and then you add the $4 billion that Governor Inslee negotiated with the state workers unions. And then you add on top of that about $1.75 billion of policy that was voted in years ago, but has not yet taken effect. The bill is coming due today. So essentially, they put a bunch of bills on layaway in previous years. And now the layaway term is over. It's time to pay the bills, and they don't have the money to do it. So, but if we go in reverse, we take that 6.7, reduce it by the 1.75, so we keep the items on layaway. We don't make the layaway purchase. Then we get down to about $4 billion. $4 billion over 4 years with a state budget the size of ours. You know, I've got to say, Ari, I am becoming more and more optimistic that we may be able to find a way out of this to fully fund our state government and to do so without the drastic cuts that the Democrats are talking about. You know, Chicken Little, the sky is not falling. And to do it without raising any new taxes.
Now, just to play devil's advocate, because we are the most pro-devil show here on the radio, Senator Jamie Peterson, the Senate Majority Leader, says, well, it's because of all these contracts they signed that have increases for state employees. Is there any truth to that, or did they negotiate these things knowing they'd have to increase the budget gap here?
So these were negotiated by the Inslee administration, and it totals about $4 billion in raises for state employees. Now, the governor's office is supposed to do what's called a feasibility study to determine if it's financially feasible to actually honor what was negotiated. And the governor made the determination that it was financially feasible. I don't know how he did so, because the only way you're able to pay for it is by raising taxes on everyone across the state in order to give state employees raises. I don't think that's right. And so I actually introduced a bill, which didn't go anywhere this year, that would define feasible for the governor, because there's no definition in law. And it was just very simply said, if you have to raise taxes to give raises, it's not feasible. Right. But that bill didn't move.
Right. So then just before we let you go, here's the thing I'm trying to understand. Basically, he didn't do a feasibility study. He negotiated these contracts, just giving them whatever they wanted because he was on his way out the door. He figured the Democrats would clean up the mess. He wanted to tax everybody anyway in his big budget proposal. So how come nobody's talking about this and the Democrats are just saying, yeah, we got to raise taxes and we're going to have all these cuts? It's just not even true.
Yeah, well, I mean, and we haven't seen their tax bills yet. We've seen some of their proposals that were leaked leaked out a couple of months ago. So we know generally what their tax proposals are going to be. But I imagine that it's a matter of strategy if they're holding off dropping the actual tax bills until the very last minute so that, you know, public momentum doesn't come and force them to change plans.
Gotcha. So now, what do we do from here? I mean, how do we get the word out about this, or how do we expose what they got going on? Because they got a whole website up and running.
Yeah, I know. They've got the Chicken Little website. We've also got a website. If you go to just take a Google search of Save Washington, and the S is a money sign, Save Washington, and you'll see some of our proposals. And just as a teaser, check back, you know, in a week or so, and we're going to have some more information that you're going to be very, very interested in.
I really am, especially when it comes to slicing budget numbers in the Washington state budget, given all the stuff we found through Washington Doge. Senator Chris Gildin, thank you so much for being with us today. Really do appreciate it.
All right, you got it. My pleasure. Take care.
All right, have a good one. Now, here's the thing, my friends. That's half the story. What do the Democrats say in response to this? Joining us now on the KVI studio line, reporter for the Center Square, Carlene Johnson. Carlene, thanks for being back with us.
Hi. Yeah, boy. Senator Gildin, one of the ones fighting the fight for Washington taxpayers, for sure.
So
no
then,
question.
Right. So you spoke to him yesterday, I believe. And then today you went and spoke to the Democrats during their media availability. What they have to say about all this?
Yeah, so I was very anxious to find out what their leadership would say, directly pose them what Senator Gildin is saying, that, you know, he's gone to nonpartisan staff of Senate Ways and Means and done it line by line and said, okay, yeah, $6.7 billion to currently fund everything we've got. That's not making any draconian cuts. We're not killing kittens and babies. I mean, this is keeping everything. Yeah, it's keeping everything as it is. Education is funded. You know, public safety is funded. All the priorities that we have, without adding, as you know, you just heard Senator Gildin say, the $1.75 billion in additional things. And you know, as I spoke to him earlier today, he expanded upon what he told you, Ari, which is those are programs, those are COVID stuff, right? 2020-2021, Dems went in and said, we've got all this money, we're going to expand ECAP, we're going to expand all these early childhood learning programs and everything else. We don't have to pay for it now because we're sure we're going to keep getting this money. So we're going to promise all of these billions of dollars of additional funding, and then we're going to figure out how to pay for it later. Well, the bill came due. As Senator Gildin said, you know, the layaway bill came due. So now, 2025, we decide if we want to continue to, okay, yeah, we promised you all this money, but now we don't have it. So we either say we're going to tax the rest of the state and pay for it, or we're going to say maybe we either push this out a couple more years or maybe rein in some of that spending. You're not going to get, you know, $2 million for your program. You're going to get $1 million, whatever it is. So that's the position they're in. And the bigger thing is the $4 billion for the raises for state employees. And that was my question to Senator Peterson.
Let's give a little listen to embattled Senator Jamie Peterson answering Carlene's question earlier today.
If you just assume that we can have state employees make 0% more for the next 2 years, then probably it's closer to $7 billion. But I think that's still probably not quite correct.
Mm-hmm.
But, it, you know, it would reduce the $12 billion if we assumed that we could just stiff all of our employees.
Okay, let's hold this right there for a second of as arrogant as he's being. We're going to analyze this a piece at a time here, Carlene. All right, so he's admitting that Senator Gildin is right, except he's framing it as, well, they don't get cost of living increases, except the increases they've been getting have been more than cost of living. And in addition to that, they've been adding more employees. Just look at the Attorney General's office where they have, what, close to 800 lawyers working there these days. You don't need all those people.
Yep.
So instead of cutting the fat or the people who don't do anything, he's saying, not just do we need all these employees, but they all deserve a bigger raise than anybody else is getting. Does that sound about right to you, what he was saying?
100%. And he did give me then the analogy of his own private company, you know, he said, wait a minute, to keep good employees, you have to give them raises. He said, our 3,000 employees with our company, we gave them 4% across the board because eggs are really expensive. And the ones that are union employees are getting about 10%. And you have to do that to keep good people. So his suggestion was, if we don't give all of these state employees these big fat raises, they will leave and that will hurt the state ultimately.
So let's listen to a little bit more of this clip where you're talking about with the price of eggs and inflation. Hang on a second here.
And in the actual world where you have to run the state and attract and retain good people, you can, and you have an inflation environment where eggs are $10.39 for an 18 pack. Or
hang on a second. Carlene, walk this through with me for a second. Last time I checked, the Democrats are the ones who caused the inflation. And on top of that, wasn't Governor Jay Inslee the one who signed a bill passed by the Democrats that was about taxing people depending on how they stored their chickens, which actually raised the cost of eggs before we had this national problem?
Good point. I had forgotten.
Yes. So you put those two things together. So hang on. I want to make sure I got this right. He says we need to raise the Washington State employees' pay because of problems the Democrats created. I got that right, right?
I think that sounds probably pretty accurate. I know. I can't deny that that's how my math is mathing. You know, in, you sit in those media avails and ask, you know, Democrats, and we're getting, you know, we're at week seven of the session, and we're getting down to, you know, bills that are, or policy bills that have died, things that are going to really affect taxpayers now are on the horn. And it's incumbent upon members of the media to ask the really tough questions. And so I so applaud Senator Gildon for coming out and saying, you know, this is what it really is. I mean, he went to these people, these nonpartisan staff members, and said, this is what really, it looks like. It's not as dire as they're claiming. They're claiming this, he says, because they just want to, you know, say the sky's falling, we need taxes. So it's going to be fun from here on out. I mean, it's going to be fun.
Fun isn't the word I would use, Carlene Johnson.
Sorry, maybe I have a morbid, you know, sense for media or something.
Yeah, you like horror movies, I can tell. Okay, so Carlene Johnson, reporter for the Center Square, thank you so much for joining us today and bringing this to our attention. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Ari.
Always a pleasure. Now, here's the thing. Let's analyze this a little bit more. You don't have to raise taxes. With a little bit more cuts, you can get where you need to be. And you think the Washington government doesn't have any waste in it? Of course it does. Of course it does. There's so much you could be trimming out from this thing, but the Democrats don't want to kill their pet projects. Instead, they want to tax you. Make no mistake about it. This budget gap is an excuse. I don't even believe it's necessarily real anymore. It's because of out of control spending, not revenue problems, as they call them. It's not that they don't have enough money coming in. They've had a surplus year after year after year. You heard Senator Gildon say it just a few minutes ago. This is easily solvable, but they don't want to solve it because they want the door open for more taxes. They want to scare you. Oh, we're going to cut healthcare, and we're going to cut security, and we're going to cut safety, and we're going to cut your kids' schools, and we're going to cut hospitals. No, it's all fear-mongering. It's all a gigantic lie. This thing is solvable if they cut their out-of-control spending. You and I both know the unfortunate part is they're never actually going to do it.